what is most important is that, you know, this is a crucial time for Malawi. We have undergone a very difficult the past 20 months as a nation. This is a time when we're trying to put our economy back on track, trying to address the serious critical problems that a country is faced with. We're going through a very lean period in the country at the moment. It required a lot. It requires a lot of level-headedness. And of course, the president, when she came into office, made sure that she put up an inclusive administration. And I think all of us have responsibility as leaders to ensure that the opportunities which Malawi is presented with, the window of opportunity which Malawi is presented with, we make maximum use of it. And I think we're all determined to do that. And certainly, I as leader, I'm certainly putting that at top of the agenda. And I think the election in 2014, we do have around another 18 months to the election. And I think the important thing is to bring stability back to the economy. And I think at the same time, we can also look at, I will also be working to make sure that I build a credible political institution in the name of the United Democratic Front as a leader. And I'm very determined to do that, and I'm very focused, and I think that we will achieve a credible organization that is going to be, the electorate is going to respond in terms of the 2014 election.
What do you think are the prospects of your party after being elected as the leader of the group in the next general election?
My party, the UDF, is one of the is the party that fought for multi-party democracy and formed the first government in 1994. So it has a rich history. But at the same time, it's an organization that has also gone through a period of turbulence, if I can call it that. And it requires reform and to be rebuilt into a credible organization that is responsive to the needs of Malawians, but also regain the trust that has eroded along the way. So there's a lot of work to be done to make my party credible to the electorate, and as leader, I intend to do that just that.
Now, what do you say to critics who say you are too young and too inexperienced and that it will be easy for incumbent President Joyce Banda to defeat your party under your leadership in the next general election?
Well, I think what is important is, you know, the right policies in place. My role is, this is really about transformation in politics, and I think we are at a very interesting time in the history of this country. The majority of the population is under the age of 30, and when they're looking for a change in politics, a change in the manner in which I've dealt with issues around the economy, around creating jobs, around policies, and I think this is a wonderful opportunity which it has presented itself, where it really presents a new dynamic opportunity for providing a very interesting contest in 2014. But at the same time, I think it's also a very critical time for our country, and I certainly think, this will be create a new possibility for our country to bring a real transformation to our politics and also the way we have been running our economy.
Several people have expressed concern about the issue of corruption or graft in Malawi. How is this current government handling it that you are part of? And what do you think will be better to be implemented to root out what most people have described as a menace in the society?
Well, we put together a very comprehensive recovery program for Malawi. But quite rightly, as you put it, accountability, openness, transparency are extremely key to ensuring that we deliver on what we set out to do. But certainly the issues of corruption undermine development. These are certainly areas that we are very serious about and very keen to address. And certainly concerted efforts have been put in place to ensure that we root out corruption. This is a new administration that has come, of course, the last 6 months. The administration has, found itself in a very, very difficult situation in order trying to address the economic challenges the country faces. But moving forward, I think it is important that we have credible systems in place, credible institutions that are functioning, and curbing corruption and addressing some of the ills within the system. And I think we're on course to addressing that.